Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, 2 Cents Worth.
A reading from the Good News according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in 2 small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. A poor widow put in 2 small coins worth a few cents. This story has always intrigued me. What's going on here, and why does Jesus call attention to this woman? First of all, we have to understand that widows were among the most vulnerable of the population at that time. Without a husband, she had no status, no income, really no identity. She was unnamed and unknown. But Jesus noticed her among the scribes and Pharisees who populated the temple. They apparently enjoyed being seen and admired and being greeted by name by people in the marketplace. Can't you see them? Can't you see them even now? They're still around us and behaving in the same way. Maybe we're among them. And the widows are among us too. Those folks who are nobodies. At least that's how they feel. And often that's how they're treated. Are you a widow, perhaps? Do you sometimes feel like a nobody? My question is, why did this woman come into the temple in the first place? Why did she expose herself to the possibility of that kind of shame and ridicule that she might encounter? Did she also like to be the center of attention? Or were there other reasons? I just wonder if she crept into that space somewhat surreptitiously and dropped her 2 meager coins in the box because, quite simply, she wanted to belong. To belong to the community of faith that worshipped in that temple. To belong to the tradition in which she was born. In which she lives. Isn't that what all of us want on some level? To belong. And in order to belong, we have to somehow invest ourselves. As the expression goes, we have to have skin in the game. Belonging is costly because in order to belong, we have to give up part of ourselves. We have to look inside ourselves and find what is closest to our heart, and then share it. That's how we connect with each other. We each give what is important to us and receive what the other has to give. As the psychologist Carl Rogers said, what is most personal is most universal. This is a woman who knows who she is and what's important to her. it doesn't matter if her offering doesn't match the offerings of the big shots. They're just pulling it off the top anyhow. That's not what commitment means, just offering the superfluous. Being part of a community, especially a community of faith, requires self-sacrifice. It means letting go of individualism and the hope of reward or accolades. It means offering oneself, the deepest part of oneself, as Jesus did. This is my body. This is my blood. The gift to the Eucharist was his 2 cents worth, wasn't it? She, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. He contributed all he had out of deep down love for you and me. What is our unity with one another worth? What's our 2 cents worth?